bringing Minnesota Apollos to you. This is Niji Apollo Trails. I am your host, Terry Goodsky, and in this episode, we head north to the Cloquet American Indian Education Program 4th Annual Zigon Apollo, held Saturday, April 29th, 2017, at the Cloquet High School Gymnasium. Your MC is Frank Goodwin, your arena director, Jamie Petit, your host drum, Cedar Creek. This is Apollo Trails, part one of two.
Ah!
Anine, hey, I'm sitting here at the Cloquet High School Powell in Cloquet, Minnesota. It is April 29th, 2017. I'm sitting here with Jamie Petit. Jamie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Jamie Petit. I'm from the Fond du Lac Reservation. I sing with the Cedar Creek drum group, and I work at the Fond du Lac Ojibwe School.
All right, it's here on the flyer. It says you're arena director. What does actually an arena director do?
An arena director, he'll keep the powwow going, flowing, taking care of who sings what, and take care of the specials, like maybe a 49er. He'll get a couple people to lead it, or even just picks out the spots for the spot dance. There's a lot of duties when it comes to being an arena director. I actually was taught by Les Gibbs. He kind of tutored me into doing this job. I've been doing it for about 12 years, and it's really, really great job. I love doing it.
12 years? Dang, you must be getting old then, huh?
Yep, 36 years old.
Dang, that's pretty old. Jeez, pretty. You got to start teaching the young guys. That's as we get older, you know, it's our job to mentor the younger guys, and that's pretty cool, you know. You know, as I've been to Fond du Lac Powell's around here for a lot of years, and that's pretty cool, Jamie, that I see you out there and, you know, arena directing. I'm not trying to kiss up or anything, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, thanks, Terry. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I do.
All right. So how long have you been singing there, Jamie?
Oh, I started when I was in the eighth grade at the Fond du Lac school, probably about 20 years, close to 21 years. Yeah, about 21 years singing with the same guys, too.
Jesus, he's giving away his age again. Jamie, hey, this is going to be broadcast worldwide on the web here on Niji Power Trails. Is there anybody you want to give a thank you to or a shout out to?
To Terry Goodsky. That's it. Not really.
No, you don't want to say hi to your mom, dad, you know, or anybody like that?
Yeah. To my mom and my dad, just shout out. Hey, mom, love you.
Doesn't even want to give her a name. Come on, give her a name and your dad's name.
I don't know if I should. Her name, Diana Reynolds, is my mom. Gerald Reynolds, my dad. Love you guys.
He knows he'll get mad if he says. But yeah, you know, Jamie, that's. I'd like to thank you for your time and keep up the good work, man. It's always good to see you out there and, you know, see you on the trail. I was teaching young guys, you know, that's. That's pretty cool. You know that thing here about being on a Powell Trail, you know, we have our bros and everything, and it's we call each other brothers, you know, and that's pretty cool that we see each other and that you mentor the younger guys and you're teaching them the ways, you know.
Yeah, well, you mentored me at one time too, Terry.
Jesus, I feel old now. I don't even remember that part. But as always, thank you, Jamie, for your time, and it's pretty cool. And keep doing the job you do. I'm proud of you. That's, you know, I can honestly say that.
Thank you, Terry.
All right. We're out of here. Hey, Anin. Hey, this is Terry Goodsky. I'm sitting here at the Cloquet High School powwow, April 29th, 2017. I'm standing here next to Allie Tibbetts and Sophie Tibbetts. Allie, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Allie. I'm from Fond du Lac Rez. I am a social worker for Douglas County. I have four sisters and a bunch of nieces and nephews, one right here. I just came to check things out and see some people.
All right, Sophie, tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Sophie Tibbetts. I work at Fond du Lac Human Services. I also have four sisters. I have one son. He is six. I came to the powwow to check things out and to look at some jewelry and watch all the dancers and hear the drum.
All right, so we have some spectators here. That's part of my job here on Edge Niji Radio. Is, you know, I interview a different variety of people, dancers, singers, head staff. So what brings you guys here to the powwow, and what are we buying today?
Well, I'm not buying nothing because I'm broke. It seems like every time that there's a powwow, it falls like opposite of my payday, so I don't have any money to get any of this beadwork, so I just come look at it longingly.
So what about you, Sophie? Are we buying today, or are we just standing around looking cute?
Both. No. I actually bought some earrings earlier. They are beautiful, and I'm really glad I got them.
All right. Hey, you guys know that this is going to be broadcast worldwide here on the web. This is the part where we get to the, you know, the shout-out part. So is there anybody you guys want to give a shout-out to?
I guess probably my sisters that aren't here right now. One of them is off grabbing Wendy's for one of the vendors. And then my dad and my mom and...
Well, can we use some real names here besides mom and dad?
My dad, Jeff Tibbetts, and my stepmom, Sherry Sanchez Tibbetts. My mom, Mary Cheetah. My stepdad, Rob Cheetah. And then my other sisters are Hannah, Heather, and Zoe. And I suppose I should mention my boyfriend, Keith.
All right, Sophie, you want to give a shout-out to anybody out there on the World Wide Web?
She took everyone that I was going to give a shout-out to, so I guess maybe I'd give a shout-out to my friend Shayla Topping and my other friend Casey Olson. My niece Nellie and my other nieces, Sage and Renee, and my nephew Bruce.
All right, well, Allie, I'd like to thank you for your time and thank you for your interview here. It's my job to interview like everyday people. And is there anything else you guys would like to say, you know, before we end this interview?
I'm just really glad to be here. And this is kind of neat, too, because we're at the high school I went to high school at. And I don't remember us having a powwow here before.
We never did.
Yeah, and it's great to see a bunch of people here.
Well, this is like the fourth annual, you know, it's so yeah, I think just this last like 4 years have been picking it up. So Sophie, is there anybody you want us any words of wisdom?
No, I'm also really glad to be here and that we have this powwow here at the high school. I think it's really important that our culture is shown in this part of this area, actually, because normally most of the powwows are held up at either the Fond du Lac Tribal College or up on the res, so I think it's important that we're here in town, and yeah, that's about it.
Bye. Dunes. Hey, I'm sitting here at the Cloquet High School powwow, April 29th, 2017. I'm standing here with Tia Drift. Tia, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Tia Drift, and I'm from the Boys Fort Indian Reservation, Net Lake. I started dancing when I was a really little girl. I was under 1 year old. I started out in a little ribbon dress, and then I moved into dancing a jingle dress. My grandmother had a dream about me in a jingle dress, so I know I was meant to be in a jingle dress, better known as a medicine dress.
All right. Do you know the medicine dress story?
I've heard bits and pieces of it, but I've never been told about it. I know that the jingle dress does have healing powers, and when you dance, you bring healing and prayers, basically, to everyone who needs it, and also, most importantly, to yourself.
All right. Yeah, I noticed on the flyer, it's Taya. I forgot. I keep saying it's Taya. It's Taya. All right, it's Taya Drift. All right, hey, Taya, I noticed on the flyer it says you're the head female dancer. What does a head female dancer do?
We lead the way for others, and we're basically role models. We teach the younger generations what we as a Native American people should be doing. You know, we should be embracing our culture, dancing, honoring the elders, serving the elders, everything like that.
All right. Hey, it's shout-out time. Is there anybody you want to give a thank you to or say hi to or, you know, things of that nature? This is going to be broadcast over the web, so, you know, try to use, like real names instead of mommy and daddy and auntie and uncle and stuff like that. So you want to say hi to anybody out there?
I'd like to say hi to my grandmother, Mavis Drift, and also my mother, Deanna Drift. They're the ones who got me into this whole thing, and they made me, well, they didn't make me, I guess. They helped me run for princess of my tribe, and now I like to help others, and dancing is a really big part of my life.
All right, cool. Hey, is there any last words about, you know, if anybody wants to be like become a dancer, you know, what steps would they take?
I know for the medicine dress, you should probably have a dream about it. It's a very powerful dress. Otherwise, there are many people who know how to make regalia. I am one of them also. So just ask your elders, ask people in your community if anyone knows how to make regalia, and maybe offer them tobacco and also pay them to make regalia for you or whoever you want it made for.
All right, let's get back to the power here. Taya, I'd like to thank you for your wise words of wisdom. Being so young, it's pretty cool to see you out there. And as the older generation mentors a younger generation, and they in turn mentor somebody else, that's pretty cool.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, I'm out of here. Later.
This program was produced in the KKWE studios on the White Earth Reservation. Archive programs can be found at nijiradio.org. This program was made possible by a generous grant from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota. Miigwech Bizindawiyig.